Well, Coach Elder's given us the thumbs up of approval. Excellent job back in studio control. Joey Nichols playing the highlight there last year, a 67-yard touchdown scamper from Ja'Corion Caffey. Welcome back on in. It is the High School Football Coaches Preview Show here at Railroad Brewing Company Center Station right on the tracks off Route 83. I'm Rocco Nucci, joined alongside Rob Polinski. Is now Avon Eagle head coach Mike Elder joins us. Coach, thank you very much for coming out and stopping by. We appreciate it, as always. You were telling me and Rob before we started this interview, you guys were getting after it today. How have your Eagles looked so far this summer?
You know what? We're a, I hate to use the word young team because we have a lot of juniors and seniors on the football team, but we're an inexperienced team, and we've been getting better every day. That's all you can really ask. Today we had a little inter-squad scrimmage where our players were able to do some live tackling. You know, we don't do a lot of that in practice. And I thought we did some good things, you know, but when you're going against yourself, when you're happy on offense, you're like, boy, we're not very good on defense. And when the defense makes a play, you're like, man, we got to get better on offense. So Saturday against Massillon, our first scrimmage, we'll know a little bit more.
Good, good. You know, what, seven SWC titles now in a row for your coach? I mean, that's a heck of a number. And you talk about some of maybe the inexperience on your team. Do those inexperienced guys kind of get what needs to be done to make that eight? Are they kind of understanding the work that has to go into that, what the guys before them have sort of laid as a foundation?
Yeah, I think that our coaches do a great job in instilling in our players, you know, a tremendous amount of respect for our opponents in the SWC. It's a tremendous conference with great players and great coaches. And every year, you know, through those seven consecutive seasons, we've had scares, you know, teams that we didn't expect to give us much resistance. And at halftime, it's 7-7 or 14-7. What you know is you better show up and play every Friday night in the SWC, because if you don't, you're going to get beat. And that's a tribute to the coaching staffs and the players that we compete against.
How much does it help the non-conference games you play? I guess you could look at it one way. Boy, you could get really beaten up, or you know, lose some games, lose some confidence. But I would think where the Avon program is, it's the opposite. That maybe, you know, you're just kind of looking at whatever happens happens, and let's see what happens in the SWC. How do you think that gets you ready for conference play, playing that juggernaut that you're doing?
Yeah, it used to be, you know, you had to be very careful with the first three games because only eight teams made the playoffs, and if you tripped up and went 1-2 in the preseason, and then all of a sudden finished second in your league, you're looking at maybe not getting in the playoffs. With them expanding the 16 teams, I've talked it over with our players and our coaches, and our kids want to sign up to play in big-time high school football environments. They want to play the best, and they want to play in amazing venues. And so when we reach out to schedule people, we're trying to find the best competition. And we start out with Brunswick, who's very talented in the Division I program. Then we get to go over to Hall of Fame Stadium and play Camp McKinley, who everybody knows the tradition of that program. Mm-hmm. And they have a tremendous tailback that's going to be a challenge. And then we get Cleveland Glenville, the defending state champs, to come to Avon. So some people are like, what are you trying to do, get yourself fired? And I said, no, I'm just trying to give our kids great experiences. And they want that. They want the competition. And if we start out 0-3, I don't think we'll lose confidence. We'll continue to grind and get better every week.
You mentioned that it's an inexperienced team, although they are older kids. They just don't have that varsity experience. How long does that take a young team to get the experience that's needed?
Yeah, like I said, people use young. Young means you're playing freshmen or sophomores to me.
Inexperienced, I should say.
Yeah, so the bottom line is we're just inexperienced. And I think the only way you get over that is by week three or four, that's not an excuse anymore. You'll have those pregame jitters week one, two, three. By week four, that's out the door. When we get an SWC play, that's not an excuse. For us on the defense side of the ball, we have two returning starters, and one has become our quarterback, so he's not playing on defense anymore. Our defensive staff reminds me of that all the time, that we took one of the returners and took him. And then on the offensive side, we have four offensive linemen returning with a pretty special tailback in Ja'Corion Caffey. So we can hang our hat on a run game early on as we develop all the other aspects of our team.
What's the ceiling for Ja'Corion this year? You mentioned, you know, O-line coming back. He's obviously very special, as we heard in the highlight. What's his 2023 look like?
Yeah, I mean, he's committed to play football at the University of Cincinnati.
Congrats to him.
And I'm super excited for him about that. But he has a chance to rewrite the record books in Avon and break every rushing record ever. I think he's like a Mr. Ohio football candidate. The problem is, in Avon, he will never gain yards that aren't in meaningful minutes of meaningful games. And so sometimes that's a stat-driven statistic, almost like the Golden Helmet Award becomes sometimes. And it's not uncommon last year for Ja'Corion in certain games to get four carries for 38 yards against a lesser opponent. And he doesn't complain or do anything about that. And he understands the goal is to win. and to win in the playoffs and try to win a state championship. So we'll keep doing it the same way. And I think that, you know, we play enough great teams that he'll get the carries and the yards he needs to become our all-time leading rusher.
Who is your quarterback this season? And I don't want to say can he replace Sam DiTillo, because I can't imagine there is any doing that. But do you expect similar things from him, or is the offense going to have to change maybe a little bit this year?
Yeah, you know, we will always adapt our offense and defense to our players. I think any good high school coach has to do that. You can't just plug players into your system because you don't recruit your players. But our guy is going to be Nolan Good. You know, Nolan Good's a great basketball player at Avon.
Yes, he is, yeah.
He's a guard and very athletic. And I'm super impressed with his maturity and how he's become a better leader. He's probably more athletic than Sam. Sam was a linebacker playing quarterback. And now, you know, Nolan Good's a corner playing quarterback and also a point guard. So different skill set. But Nolan's been with us. We moved him up as a freshman to play JV. And then he was with us as a sophomore. So it's his third year of getting varsity coaching, and we're excited about him.
And, Mike, it's pretty rare at a school the size of Avon that you're going to have a kid that is that good at both sports, because I know the basketball coaches are raving about him, you know. Yeah. And I just think that's great, that athleticism and being able to play both sports at such a high level, I think would be great as a quarterback.
Without question. You know, what I want my kids to do when football season ends is compete. You know, I want them to compete. And I'm proud to say, you know, we have 118 kids on our roster, and out of those 118, probably 80% of those kids play multiple sports. They're not just football players. They do something else. And the other 20 who don't, quite frankly, we're not a cut sport. If you show up, you're willing to work hard, we'll take you. And I say those other 20% don't play another sport because no other sport wants them. You know, they're kind of misfits who can only play football. So very seldom do we get a kid who just specializes in football at Avon. And I think that's helped not only our football program because they're competing in other sports, but it's helped those other sports be successful as well.
You talk about the four offensive linemen that's back, and maybe that might be the strength of this team starting the season. And, of course, I think everybody knows about Luke Hamilton going to the University of Michigan. Can you talk about Luke and just that whole group up front?
Yeah, obviously it's anchored by Luke Hamilton, who had several Division I offers and chose Michigan. And his development's been tremendous. Like, we're looking at a kid right now who you can tell why he's going to play at a Power 5 school in the Big Ten. I mean, he's a great player, a great leader. Right next to him is a guard, Matt Muir, who's going to have multiple scholarship offers as well as a guard. Connor Bingham, his brother Mason, used to be our center years ago. Now Connor Bingham's only going to be a junior, but he started every game as a sophomore, doing a great job. And then Matt Elsbach's back at our left tackle position. So we have a left guard job. Trent Jeske is a senior who played last year in that position. Jason Gillespie, a junior. But we feel really good about our offensive line, and we are going to lean on those guys early, you know, with our run game as we evolve and become better. And I tell everybody, week one, we won't be very good. We just need to be better than Brunswick. But by week two, we'll be better, and hopefully we're just better than McKinley. But by week 10, we want to be playing our best football.
Defensively, coach, strengths, weaknesses, what do you make of that side of the ball so far?
A lot of competition, so that's the beautiful thing, you know, about our job. My job at Avon is there's a lot of kids battling for jobs, and until you see them against Maslin and then Toledo Whitmer, our second scrimmage, run around and make tackles, you just don't know. You can look really good playing football in helmets and shoulder pads and shorts.
Yeah.
but when it's live and you got guys coming downhill at you that are powerful backs, you know, you got to have some courage to run through people and take people to the ground. And I feel good about our linebacking core. I think there's like six guys that are really competing for these jobs, and the competition's making them better. Our defensive line, I'm a little worried about the depth there. We have great players, but a lot of those guys play both sides of the ball, so we have to develop that next level guy, especially early on when it's hot. And then the back end is a lot of new faces, but guys who have played some football. You know, when I say we have two starters back on defense, there's another three or four kids who rotated in and played last year. So it's not as bad as it seems, but we're excited, and I just hope we can tackle. But we'll find that out on Saturday.
Have you gotten some 7-on-7s in to this point?
We've done a few. You know, I don't love 7-on-7. I don't think it's
really?
Real football.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I just don't. We've never been a great 7-on-7 team. But we did. When we went to the University of Mountain Union for 3 days for team camp, there was teams there we 7-on-7 with. And then early on in the summer, we went over to Wadsworth and 7-on-7, and we hosted one. So we probably had about 4 7-on-7s.
Okay.
Just enough to kind of keep your kids interested. But, you know, again, I'm not sure that that's a really good gauge of who you'll actually be when the whole full pads are on.
Well, Mike, I guess that's, you know, we just look forward to another great season with you, and looking forward to it. As always, very much looking forward to seeing you guys at Camp McKinley in week two, WEOL. We'll have that one. Of course, we'll have your game, the last game of the year, as you take on Avon Lake and some other games as well, Olmsted Falls. So looking forward to seeing you throughout the season, and just want to wish you the best of luck, and thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Awesome. I love how you guys picked the McKinley game, because that's pretty nice facilities over there, I'd say, right? So, but thank you guys
very much.
I may
not be the smartest guy, but we're not the dumbest either.
Yeah, I went and watched one of the XFL games, or that's the is it XFL?
USFL.
Or USFL.
It is USFL.
And I looked around this place and I'm like, wow, it's a little different than when I was at Alliance playing, you know, Canton Timken there. But we're excited. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be an awesome opportunity for you and the kids. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, guys.